listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one good Amen. This miracle that we just listened to is repeated in the corporate church at least twice on some days and many times during the week. The reason is that it's very, very important miracle. It's not just a normal miracle. It's something related to all humanity. This evil-possessed person, demon-possessed person that is blind and mute is Adam, is humanity. It's not something like happened to some people. It happened to all of us. The devil attack on humanity is to make them crazy. They don't understand. They don't listen. They don't see. They cannot praise. Their mouth stops. And then the end effect is that they are driving in the wrong direction. And that's the story of humanity. And if anyone thinks that this is not applicable to him or to her, think again. The evidence is that we do things that we don't like to do. Sometimes we are pushed to do things that we don't like to do. So we miss the purpose. Our sight is not showing us the way. And that's why this gospel is very important for us. It's not something that happened 2,000 years ago. It's happening today. And today we ask the Lord for this vision that we get out of this control of the devil over us. The evidence, in my opinion, that this is happening to us is the evidence that this person was evil possessed is that he was blind and he was mute. And that's the same evidence that we are evil possessed sometimes, or at least that there's control above us from the devil. The vision is not clear. You don't see how dangerous we are exposed. We don't see the right way of doing things. We don't know. We don't see God. We don't see visions of spirituality. People that follow the Lord closely see. I'll tell you some stories of people that can see things that others cannot. I remember Abuna Yohannes Kamal, one of the famous priests in Egypt, told us this story, which is very touchy. He said that when he was about 20 years old, he went with one of his Christian colleagues to be checked for military service. Before they went for military check, they went to Pope Corollos. Both of them were studying theology. And they said to Pope Corollos, please pray for us that we get exempted. Then Pope Corollos prayed on both of them and said to Abuna Yohannes, at that time he was not Abuna, he said to him, you'll be exempted. And then said to his colleague, some people have to serve. So you'll serve. And as they went to be checked, both of them were accepted first. Then the colleague was laughing that the prophecy is wrong. Then while he was laughing, some officer came and said, called Abuna Yohannes Kamal and said that we discovered that you have flat foot, you are exempted. I say this story because some people can see, some people cannot see. If we don't see anything spiritual, there's a bit of risk that our eyes do not see spirituality. And this is risk. This is evidence that possibly the devil is blinding our eyes. I remember things like, there's an old priest that passed away a number of years ago. His name was Abuna Bshara. This man was a normal person. He was ordained actually as priest at the age of 56. At the age of 56, he was ordained as priest. But he has eyes that can see things that people cannot see. I recall some cases with this man. You know, if you visit this church in Egypt, it's in Al-Adi, they have the best toilets in Egypt. Very luxurious type of bathrooms and toilets. It's a bit strange, but this has a story. The story is as follows. There was a very rich man that came to him, to Abuna, saying to him, pray for me, I'm traveling this week to do a major operation in London. Then Abuna Bashar told him, how much it will cost you? He said, 40,000 sterling. Then, not as a joke, but with vision, he told him, what if you get exempted from this operation? Then he said, the 40,000 is for the church. He told him, we need toilets. He said, okay, but I'm going to travel and do the operation. He traveled, checked him in London, and they told him, you have been healed with that operation. He returned back and built these toilets in Egypt as an evidence over the history of something about vision people can see. I recall that something happened to me with this man about this idea of vision. People have open eyes. When my wife developed her terminating disease, I telephoned him. And I said to him, he doesn't remember me. I remember him when I was young. He doesn't remember me. I told him, Father, please pray for my wife. He said, may the Lord preserve the life of your children. I told him, Abuna, please pray for my wife. Then he repeats, may the Lord preserve the life of your children. He doesn't know that I have children. But this idea of vision, knowing, actually something happened very similar to this. He was in hospital, and one of our doctors here was in Egypt visiting his mom in the hospital. And Abuna Bashara was visiting another patient. Then this doctor followed him and said, Abuna, come and pray for my mom. He told him, okay, come with me, we'll pray for this first lady, then we go to your mother. They went to the first lady, and he prayed for her, anointed her with oil, and told her, you'll be released from the hospital tomorrow. Then this doctor was happy that he can give things like that. He told him, come to my mom. He went to his mom, he prayed on her, anointed her with oil, and told her, heaven is very good, my mother. Then this doctor told him, Abuna, please pray for her healing. Then again, he repeats, heaven is good, my son. And she died the second day. Why people have vision and other people do not have vision? This is risky. This is really risky. It scares me that if we can't see, then we may be this blind person. We may be blind. The same with listening. The Lord said, blessed are your ears, for they can hear. And he said, whoever has got pair of ears, let him hear. Because sometimes we don't. When the gospel of leaving the whole world and selling everything and following the Lord was read millions of times in different places, how many people listened? Saint Anthony was youth, 19 years old or 20 years old. He listened. His ears were open. So sometimes we come, listen, and we pass this way to other people, not to us. I come and listen and assess the speaker. This person speaks well, this person doesn't speak well, and nothing comes to my ears. The devil steals it. It's possible that I am this person, evil possessed, so I can't see, I can't hear. Even those people who watched the miracle, you know, when the miracle happened 2,000 years ago, there were two categories of people there. One category said, marveled. And they said, this is salvation. May he be son of David? Because it is salvation. When I say it's Adam, it is salvation. To grab a person from the grip of the devil and set him free. This is salvation. So people said, this is the Redeemer. Unfortunately, other people were leaders of the society, the Pharisees and others. They said he is the top devil. He is Belzebul, the one that can expel devils. He's not the finger of God. So even people can see miracles, but their eyes, the devil can steal this. And this is very important to understand, because it may happen to us that we can hear. The reason that I say these readings is meant to be something about our salvation. Look at the other readings of the day from yesterday, Vespers and Matin. In Vespers, for example, it says, "You will hear me." In Matin, it says, "Make haste and help me." In the Gospel, it says, "I will pray," the Psalm of the Gospel, "I will praise your name because of salvation." So it looks very clear that the church looks at this story to be salvation from the grip, from the bondage of being under the authority of the devils. And this can happen to us, and we ask the Lord to open for us this idea of open eyes. I tell you, imagine a situation that we are going in an aeroplane or a ship, and then very clever engineer comes and say, "Wait, very dangerous. This ship will sink in the ocean." Then people laugh and get into the ship, because there is joy there. They will spend a good time on the ship, and they drown and they die. You say how crazy those people are. Isn't that exactly what's happening to us? The good engineer is Christ, that came and told us this is the way that leads to life. The way you are in can lead to destruction, but still we lead this way of destruction because it's more tempting, more enjoyable. I get involved in things that I know very well that it is leading me to destruction, but I can't stop. People who are drug addicts, people that are bowing under the pressure of sexual temptation, people that are stealing, they are evil possessed, there's no doubt, because they are robbed from self-control. They cannot see. Their eyes cannot see. Their ears cannot hear. So they are going in this direction that will... You know something, you may say that you spoke about vision and things like that, and the eyes that are open, you are speaking about these holy people, there are a very limited number of them. It's not true. I tell you a story that happened in our church, from one of the youth in the church, about the capability of people that can see, and this is evidence that they are on the right path, the devil is not blinding them. This youth was really absorbed in the world, and he was going very far from God. But his mom is very holy mother, and she was always praying for him. And he is the one that told me this story. Listen to this story, which is amazing. It happened in our church. This youth was actually having drugs, and he was pushing drugs in the city with one of his bad colleagues. And then they heard siren of police behind them. They got too scared that the police may be chasing them. So they went in a street one way, but they went the wrong direction. The police was not chasing them at all. And they went in the right, wrong direction, and they were too scared. They turned the motor off, and the street was a bit dark. And they stayed in this dark, actually praying that the Lord will save them. And they stayed in this situation about 2 hours or something like that. I don't remember the details. Long time they were in this situation, scared from the police, praying that the Lord would save them. Then after long time, they left the car and went to see if the police is around. There was nothing. So they made the U-turn, returned, and returned back home. As he arrived home, he is the one that told me this story. Mom opened the door for me and told him, "Where have you been?" He said, "In the city." "Doing what?" He said, "I was attending birthday." She told him, no. "You were in a dark place and you were too scared. What was that?" The boy came second day to me, and this actually changed his life. He said, Mom saw me by the Spirit. She told him, I was praying and I saw you. I saw you in dark place, scared. So this idea of vision is available for many people amongst us. It's not for high rank people in the church. It's for anyone that follows the Lord. The ears are open for those people. Some people are, they can listen. Some people cannot listen. Some people come to the church only to assist the speakers, to judge. This is wrong. This one speaks well. This one speaks bad. This is not for me. I hope that my wife is here to hear these words. It's not for me. Things like that. These are exactly that. St. Peter warned us about the devil. He said something in his epistle. Your adversary walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So, there is a book written by Pope Shenouda about the devils. Actually, almost every holy person wrote something about the power of the devil. In his book, Pope Shenouda said that he is very cunning. He never stops fight. He never gives up. He devises rules. He is with no fraction of mercy. That's the devil. And some people say, where's the devil? I don't see devils. I live happily. Some people come here and say, why should I confess? I do nothing wrong. These are exactly this case. A person doesn't see danger. Nothing wrong. I'm okay. Then you ask him details. Have you been praying? I said, no, I don't pray actually. Have you been fasting? No, I have health problems. Do you have fights at home? Well, my wife is very bad. My children are very bad. My neighbors are very bad. This is exactly the case that I'm speaking about. The eyes are not seeing. The risk is not assessed. We get assessment of risks from triviality. And the major thing about the risk, we don't see. And that's why this gospel is repeated in the church. It's a wake up, understand. The one that knows the future that came from heaven is telling us there are two ways. There's a way of light that will end by joy, and there is a way of darkness that will end by eternal destruction. May the Lord open our eyes to see. The worst trick from the devil is to make us not capable to see. The power that comes from the church will destroy it. By speaking about the mistakes of the leaders. The priests are wrong. The bishop is wrong. The deacons are bad. Sunday school servants are wasting their time. And then you destroy the capability of the medicine that can heal me. A sick person, you give him medicine, he throws it. And that's exactly what happened to us. The eyes cannot see. What's the solution? The solution comes from St. Peter again in his epistle when he said about the devil. He said the solution is humbleness. Once you are humble, you can benefit, you can see, you can hear. I summarize. We'll finish a bit early today because we'd like you to go downstairs to welcome the Prime Minister is visiting us in the Arabic Church today. So I will finish early. As we finish, we ask you to go downstairs to welcome the Prime Minister visiting our small church, which is a great occasion for us to welcome him. So I'll summarize. If you like assessment criteria to show you are evil possessed or not, you are under the authority of the devils or not, then remember this 1, 2, 3. This may be recorded, so remember the eyes, the ears, and the mouth. That's exactly the criteria. What your eyes can show you. Do you see the danger? Do you see the light? Do you see where is the Lord? Your ears can you listen to the word of God that touches your heart, or you push it aside? Your mouth, do you enjoy praise? Are you capable to praise God? When you are in a place that people are praising God, do you enjoy, or you don't like to be amongst them? These are the criteria that show us. May the Lord, as He healed this person, it's us, that we need salvation, we need vision, and the Lord is capable to do that to us. Maybe today, every time you listen to the litany that says, the Lord says, blessed are your eyes, for they can see, blessed are your ears, they can hear. Remember that some people cannot see, cannot hear. And may the Lord, that's why we say this litany. We say it many times. Every time we say read the gospel, we read this, we pray. Let our eyes see and our ears can hear the word of God. So we change, because there's nothing more important. People think that more important is education, more important is your health, more important the number of years that you live on earth to get possessions and enjoy how many decades you'll enjoy on earth. But if the Lord heals us from the authority of the devil that roars like lion, trying to devour whoever he can, heal us from this authority and open our eyes and let our ears understand. Glory be to His name forever.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media.